This is CliffCentral.com.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
Now we're here.
Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. It's the Gas Comedy Podcast! Thanks, Gareth. It took so long to get out of the studio so we could get to some real news. Comedy!
That's funny.
Comedy, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, there's your horn, Oomdiff. It's the usual crew. My name's Dusty Rich.
Ferrani Sut.
Eric Janssen.
Eric Janssen's on the Periscope. If you are on Twitter or you know how to use social media in this day and age, you can go check out Periscope. We are live on that right now. What up, Periscope? We got a grand total of 0 listeners. You know what? Go fuck yourself.
Periscope sounds like a proctologist's device.
You know what a periscope is, right? It's they're using the submarines to look above the water. Okay, cool.
And
Periscope on Twitter is to look above the water that is the mess of Twitter. Twitter is only useful when you're taking a shit. You like literally just scroll through it.
But you scroll. Have you realized that you scroll backwards when you're on Twitter? Because you can't, if you're scrolling the other way, like.
Well, then you'd be scrolling into the future, Eric. How the fuck are you doing that? That's amazing.
Exactly. This is a.
We would have known about Prince already by now. Yes. Right. It is the Gas Comedy Podcast. You can listen to us live at CliffCentral.com. CliffCentral.com or on the app. And if you don't listen to us live and you want to listen to us later, you can go to www.cliffcentral.com to download the podcast later.
And also you can check out our website at www.gascomedy.co.za or check us out on Twitter at Gas Comedy.
Yes, and you can also email us at info@gascomedy.co.za. And I think that's
Facebook.
Facebook, yes. Facebook, Gas Comedy, search, find, look for us.
/Gas Comedy.
Simple, nimble.
That's smaller than a nipple. That's what I have.
What are the opposite when girls' nipples take over?
Look at yours. Let me see yours. Let me show me your nipples.
Wow.
You probably have like a regular nipple, and I have a nimple.
You got to see this. It's like the size like half the size of a 10-cent coin.
It's called a nimple.
They were like, we only got baby nipples left. Do you want this?
You know, like in high school when you finish rugby or some sport and you go into the room and everyone's showering and then they got their dicks out. I never had penis envy ever, but I always had nipple envy. I'd be like, hey dude, hey, how'd you get your nipples?
But
like,
I feel you're bringing balance to the world because there's those girls who their nipples or the areola literally
like an LP. You just want to get on and be like, wiki wiki. Baby, I like it. What's the opposite of a nimple? A napple. You get a napple, a nipple, and a nimple. Those are the various sizes of the areola. All right, on today's show, we have obviously some famous people doing comedy, and we also have some comedy music for you. We got in Comeducation, you know that feature. We have comedy. We're going to talk about comedy in the different cities. What are their comedians like? What are their styles? And does it matter? And what is it like to travel to those cities as the various different styles of comedians? Then in the Industrious Bastards, we got a very, very cool segment. Very cool subject to talk about because there is a brand new comedy club, a fully fledged, dedicated comedy club in South Africa, and it is in Joburg. Give me a horn. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
It's the Goliath Comedy Club. We will be talking about that in the Industrious Bastard section. And then a surprise comedy phone call this week. We are going to phone Prince.
Oh, well, you're not supposed to say.
Well, he's not listening. Do you think he'll be listening?
Did they get this in the Eastern Cape?
I don't know. Not that Prince.
No,
not
man.
That Prince, bro. Shame. Sorry to any Prince fans out there. There's still fucking no one watching
on Periscope. Robbie Collins.
Yeah, shout out to Robbie Collins, who's the other Prince. No, we'll be throwing our very own South African comedian, junior comedian Prince, who's now
super funny.
Who's now the only Prince left.
No pressure.
Oh yeah, just feel it, baby. Prince, I'm gonna miss that guy, man. That guy sang sex. That's what sex sounds like as music. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and also, I'm not sure if I wouldn't fuck him. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a straight dude.
Straight guy.
I'm a straight guy, but he just had that vibe about him, you know, yeah. Like a ambidextric. No, that's not the term.
Wow.
Ambidextrous.
What's the term if you like, you don't know if you're female or male? What's the term?
Asexual.
Androgynous. Androgynous.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, yeah, Farhan, always with the words. Farhan's got the words.
That's why he's here doing
Hey, we got one viewer on Periscope. Thank you for coming.
Shout out to that one viewer. Who is it?
I don't know. Can you see who it is?
Didn't come up, but I can.
We're going to send a prize to you.
Is it Sami Arif? He's on Twitter.
Yeah.
Shout out Sami.
Well, shout out to Sami Arif.
Hey, Sami, what's up, dude?
Who else is our regular listeners?
Tabisom Shlongo.
You better be listening. Tweet us or some shit. And who else? Cry. Cry will be listening to this later. Cry is real work.
Has a job.
Hey, whoever you are, Periscope watching, type
your
name.
Amazing.
Type your name.
Thank
you
for listening, Periscope.
So that's our segments. And then obviously we're going to close the show with Amuse News, which is news that amuses. News that amuse is So I think we should go straight in. Let's listen to, do you have some
yes,
comedy?
I have the first bit, and this is specially dedicated to Eric Janssen and myself in brackets. So here we go. Duncan, we ready?
1, 2, 3, hit it.
Let's go.
So I just wasn't working. I was trying to lose my virginity. I was trying to, but, you know, I initially was trying to save it, actually. I was trying to save it. I was saving my virginity for a woman made out of breasts. But, you know, it's cool to lose your virginity when you're 13, you know, because when you're 13, you say, yeah, you know, I was just an animal. I don't know, she was 25, and I don't know. I was just, you know, and that's kind of cool. But I was just saving it, which wasn't very cool, and I was getting to 18, and they're going, have you done it? Hey, Izzard, have you done it yet? And I'm going, no, I am not from your country. And I was at college, and it's still not happening, you know, and your virginity becomes like two huge suitcases after a while. You're just dragging them. Have you lost your virginity yet? Well, what do you think, you bastard? And in the end, I was 21 before I lost my virginity, you know. And, oh, God, that's just... I don't tell anyone. Oh, no, I tell large groups of people, yeah. Because that's kind of takes the curse off it, you know. Because I don't care. I don't care. Yeah. Makes it kind of cool and all right, yeah. Because I've done it since then. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, once, twice, yeah. And, but the weirdest thing of all was I lost my virginity a year before I lost my virginity. This is the weird thing. I was 20 and I actually had a night of, hey. But the next morning, she gave my virginity back to me. Now, this was weird. I thought it was wild. The next morning, I was doing one of those post-virginity breakfasts. Bam, 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 toast in the toaster, bacon and eggs, fish on the grill, elephants on a small cupboard. Yeah. And she's going, oh, you're very chipper this morning. I'm going, yeah, fucking last night, way, lost my virginity. She's going, oh, yeah, with who? Mm-hmm. With you. What the hell was last night? You know, and she said no. And we had a conversation, and the word ejaculation and premature came into the conversation. And I came back with no, mature ejaculation, not premature. Mature, sort of bearded man mature, man doing the washing up type mature ejaculation. And she said no, she said it fucking didn't happen. She vetoed my loss of virginity like she was China. And, and so, you know, fuck me off, I tell you. But she's dead now, so that's all right.
That's funny.
Eddie Izzard. What was that show called?
Dress to Kill, 1998.
Oh, 1998, still, hey, can we still talk about virginity in comedy? Yeah, we can. You too can.
Yeah,
we can
do this thing.
You guys are still asexual.
No,
Jesus.
No, man.
What is the point, though, to lose your virginity? It's fucking awesome. That's what the point is. Am I right? Yeah.
But look at how youthful and young we look, and look at you.
Yeah, you are. Oh, no, this ain't tomorrow.
Sex. This is drugs. Yeah, which is the same thing. You guys wouldn't know about that. Once you get a little bit out of pussy, you can't stop. You just want to keep going. Oh, but our main vein, our main vein to pussy.
Well,
or anyway,
yeah. So
right,
it's weird, isn't it? Weird. Does it weird you out that we haven't? Or not we? I mean, like,
well, weird you out now that you say
no. Okay, let me rephrase.
You haven't
sex
together.
Don't you find it weird that we, as individuals,
right,
have not had the sex
with another female.
I mean, like statistically, someone's got to be those guys. And we're those guys.
We're those guys. Yeah, we're those guys.
So are you waiting for something? Is it a reason?
Well, my girlfriend to say
you're
yes.
Waiting for pussy. No, yeah, but I mean, is it, you're not doing it for any like
I just save haven't, myself no, a marriage. I just haven't been lucky.
I used
man.
To. That was my
that
reason.
Was his thing.
And now?
And then I see how unhappy married people are, and I'm like, well, that's not for me. So now I'm in that catch 22. You
fucking
know?
Funny. Yeah, I was waiting, and then I was like, that's just
I'm
dead
waiting.
I used to do a bit about that, actually. I used to say, I used to be waiting for marriage.
Yeah.
And then, so basically, I'm caught between a rock and a hard
Simi
yeah.
RF. this is the Gas Comedy Podcast, and we have jokes. We have many jokes. Right. Jokes. Let's get to our feature number one, Com Education. Where you learn about comedy from comedians. We teach you about the business of comedy.
You guys rehearsed that, didn't you?
Yeah.
That's in the radio business. We call that a sting. Why? Because it stings your heart. Because it was so beautiful. Today's Comeducation, we are talking about comedy in the different cities. And different regions, I rather want to say. Not cities, because we got so many comedians come in from the rural areas to do comedy in the cities. You know what I mean? You come from, where do you come from?
Boxburg,
coming in from the rural areas to do comedy in the city. So we're going to talk about the comedy in the different regions. And have you experienced that? Well, let's see. I'm from Durban. I started comedy in Durban. Farhan?
From Zimbabwe. Started comedy in Johannesburg.
Eric?
From Boxburg. Started comedy in Johannesburg.
So you definitely had the longest commute.
Zim is
and I don't
okay,
know.
No, yeah,
I don't mean.
Is far.
No, I don't mean in kilometers. I mean in intelligence.
Yeah, oh shit! Yeah, our people are fucking stupid. I'm
really?
Not gonna lie.
A man's from Toti, really, really. This is the fuck calling the kettle black.
No, if you're man's listening and you're from Rehoboth, you know you are fortunate. You found the internet.
No
good
one's,
job.
Yeah, no one's listening in Rehoboth. Yeah, no one's listening in fucking a man's and Toti either.
Surfing.
We don't. Yeah, no surfing. We don't have the internet in a man's and Toti. We just have one guy that walks around giving everyone their tweets. in a little piece of paper. You just go like, hey bro, someone atted you, and then he gives you a little piece of paper, and then a pigeon flies off with it. That's the internet in Toti. That is the internet. That's Periscope, Dunks. Yeah. You're on Periscope live.
We
have a grand total of how many watches?
We had four, we have two now.
Okay,
but it's
we
okay.
had four, but we have
we
two.
Have two.
I think there's one guy hanging on the whole time.
Yeah. I think it's that guy from last week. He was like asking about the show and shit.
Good guy.
One of your stalkers, he just sits there waiting for you to get online.
He's actually just watching. He's actually studying my daily routine so that he can find out when he can see me in the shower.
Oh shit,
he's a sexy kind of guy.
You better stop in the shower.
He's a sexy yeah dude.
That's
he's a sexy
amazing.
detective.
Okay, let's talk about comedy in different areas.
Oh right, this is about comedy. Right, comedy in different areas. So I'm from Durban. I did comedy there. Zimbabwe. You didn't do comedy there. So I have
no,
but you didn't start there.
No
so started, you don't kind of know what the learning phase like was there. So would you consider yourself a Joburg comedian though?
Yeah, I would definitely. But I mean, I can tell you what the learning thing is there, because I've spoken to a lot of the guys, and it's tough because I think people don't really understand comedy entirely there. So there's
everywhere.
Yeah, so there's only a couple of rooms where the guys play, and every time people see them, they're going, no, we've seen you say that before. I mean, I don't understand the process that the guys have to go through.
Yeah.
So it is quite tough for them, and that's why a lot of them come down.
Imagine musicians like had that same problem, like as artists. They were like, "Ah, we heard that song. Yeah. Play another one."
Well, the story of the Beatles was an interesting one, where they had the opposite, where they traveled to somewhere out in Europe, I think one of the Scandinavian countries, and they were performing something like five nights a week.
Yeah.
And literally like for hours at end. And through that, that's where they mastered, you know, the 10,000 hour rule.
Yeah.
And literally when they came back to the UK, they were on
their shit on
right?
point. Yeah.
Because I mean, it's literally the opposite to what guys face in Zim.
But that's imagine in comedy people would shout out like, play your favorite joke.
Oh shit.
Play the do that. I suppose that does happen with some
do the
comics.
Joke with that punchline.
No, you want to hear about your dad.
Talk about your dad more. My dad's dead. It's still funny. So that's the scene there. So You've come into contact with Cape Townian community. You come into contact with Durban community.
You've performed in Cape Town as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And yourself, yeah.
I've done
and
that as well.
There's Limpopo comedians. There's dudes from
Vaal.
The Vaal. There's yeah. Bloom. I haven't even met a Bloom comedian.
Oh, shit.
You know, he's not doing it anymore. there's like he's one PE comedian, Barry Hilton, and Prince, who's there now.
Yeah, yeah.
I suppose we have to talk about the three major areas because those are the three major comedy areas, right?
So it's like literally like
what are you
website?
Fucking laughing at, Duncan?
Duncan's cracking up here. What's going on?
Sorry, Dusty. I'm just on, what's it, Facebook?
That's you porn, Duncan.
Is that your face?
Now, face porn.
There's a video. What they doing in the...
You're watching videos during our podcast.
In the ghettos now is that when they catch two... when they catch two people doing a crime together... Instead of hitting them or anything like that,
they make them make out.
They make them kiss.
After Eric's comment, I'm not going to the ghetto and I'm not committing any crime with him because I feel like he's just setting me up.
I thought we were gonna it's just robbing a bank.
That was your end goal, was so that people would make you make out, and then you'd be like, I really don't want to do this, Farhan.
And then I'm like, did you have to use tongue?
This is punishment, you know that, Farhan.
Fuck you.
So that's probably gonna circulate mad, dude. And look how sad they look when they're doing it. I don't want to be doing that. Right, comedy in the different areas. So, Durban is a tough place to do comedy. It's a tough incubator. It's a small place that we didn't have any areas to do it, so we would just show up at restaurants and fuck around there and try our best, and people would be like, why are you speaking while we are eating? So it was a very tough area. So I think Durban comics have a very, like we're speaking about Neil Green, they have a very grab-you-by-the-throat kind of comedy style. Wow. You know what I mean? And kind of like... fast almost and get comedy at you as quickly as possible because we don't know how long your attention spans are going to last.
Right.
What would you say about a Cape Townian style or a Western Cape style?
Look, I think we're generalizing a lot here because within regions there's different styles of
big
comedians.
Time.
But I think with Cape Town, I think they benefit from having a more cosmopolitan crowd. You know, here in Johannesburg it's very much Gautengers, people that are from that are living and working in Joburg.
Yeah.
Whereas Cape Town, I found it's a lot of, I mean, there are locals, but there's a lot of international people there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Their style, I find personally, is a lot more laid back, which lends itself to the environment in which they find themselves.
Yeah. Too much weed and mountains.
Yeah. And also, I find I like some of their stuff is a little bit absurd, a little bit more eccentric,
a little bit more surreal.
Surreal. That's the word.
There are a couple of comics that have a surreal. There's also some angry comics down there. Martin Evans. He's one of those guys that just hates everything.
You can find him at Hellpants on Twitter.
That's our second mention.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Simi Arif.
But he we can't keep saying Simi, man.
He asked us.
Daviso, Martin. That's three so far.
Simi asked us how many times?
10.
So yeah, so like we're on three. Five now.
I just said his name in the thing. In the sentence.
Why do you have to make it awkward?
He said 10 people. He didn't say himself 10 times.
Oh, no, he didn't. He said mention
his name
10 times.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Don't even know how to read Twitter.
Simi Arif.
What kind of education you got there?
Please mention my name.
Yeah, here we go. You forgot the smallest word in the whole tweet.
Carry on with what you're saying.
Right.
Fucking.
And then, so laid back, chilled kind of comics.
Also, there's a lot of guys that have come from an acting background, I find, from Cape Town.
Yeah. And the magic school.
Right.
That magic school thing. There's a lot of cats that came from
UCT
there.
Drama school's churning out some really good,
talent. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, Skulky.
No, well, Ellen Committee, Rob
Ellen Committee,
Fury,
yeah.
Glenn B.
No, Rob, Rob's from Rhodes.
Okay, Rhodes, yeah.
Well,
but
we don't want to talk about Rhodes right now.
Well, that's a whole other scene, I suppose, because they do a lot of improv with that NAFCAF stuff.
Yeah.
We'll be talking to Prince Letter and
I know
he
comes
from.
Did you just say some racist shit?
No.
Low-key racist shit.
Do you think, like, white people, like, say that, like, a lot now just to get it out? Like,
whoa.
I ain't going to fucking say it.
Racist shit.
All right.
That's funny.
I feel like in South Africa, you can never make any business that has the acronym CAF. Like, because nobody can say it. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Wow, some people can.
Some people can say it, but you?
But they'll
so
live
much.
In Reichapok.
Okay. Johannesburg comedy.
Johannesburg comedy and comedians are...
Let Eric tell us, because Eric, this is where Eric started, and this is basically...
Yeah.
This is where you're at. You're becoming a Joburg comic.
Yeah, it's all I do, in fact. It's... I don't know. Well, I haven't seen much of Cape Town because I went to Cape Town. And
you're not talking about Cape Town.
No, but I'm saying compared to Joburg.
Okay.
Compared to Joburg, Cape Town is a lot... It's a lot more chilled. Like, yeah, guys are pushing and hustling and fucking they're there. They want a gig and
do you think
all this. But in Cape Town, they were like so chilled.
Do you think in Joburg, we kind of have too many comics. So there's a not too many comics, because you can never have too many
too
comics.
Many especially shitty comics. I'm kidding.
No. Too many comics.
It's
in
saturated.
That,
let's be honest.
Well, now. Yes, saturated, but in the saturation, yeah. They tend to like fall into the same style.
Oh yeah,
and material. I don't mean like actually stealing material. I don't mean that. I mean like fully like
sounding like another comedian
and using the same subject matter. Yes. Et cetera, et cetera.
You know, I'm gonna go on a limb and say, like, especially with
whoa, are you trained to go out on a limb, bro?
Something that Oscar Pistorius has never said. Never.
I'm going out on a limb.
Oscar Winton never goes out on a limb.
Jeepers, did you read there was a Daily Maverick article where they're now saying that potentially he used that baseball, or not the baseball, the cricket bat
on her?
Yeah, on her.
And it wasn't even an expensive cricket bat.
That's what you took away from that? Really?
Reicher Park.
We play cricket. It's our
favorite pastime. Yes, what I was going to say, because within comedy, it's very clicky. So within the clicks, you tend to find that the voice, the style, subject matter becomes quite similar, actually.
And I think the flow. Like, you know, like
the rhythm, yeah.
You know, like there's like Detroit rappers.
Yeah.
You know, like there's you know a Detroit rapper.
How do you know Detroit rapper?
I listen to flipping black music. I do.
The fact that you called it black music suggests
black music and Macklemore.
Wait, did you just say some racist shit, man?
Black music is racist? I think hip hop people would be like, don't call our music white.
Cracker.
There's the racism right there.
What am I allowed to use? Which word am I allowed to use?
Trigger.
Oh, trigger. What's up, my trigger? Trigger plays. That's some whack ass triggers.
Hey, roll up some weed there, trigger.
It sounded like Richard Pryor, actually.
Don't say that. I'll get a little willy hard on. Right. And a little schnipple.
Like you're saying, there's a lot of clicks and guys tend to sound like each other. And it's also a matter of some guys. I still believe that some of the guys that are on the scene here don't have a concept of what comedy is, because I've seen so many guys doing Facebook jokes.
That's kind of okay, literally, though, right? Like I'm kind of okay with people who don't have an idea of what comedy is, because that means we might get some new styles out of it.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? But I have a problem with a lot of comics who go like, I know exactly what comedy is. It's American. Watch this.
Do
you know what I mean? Like, is that vibe? But saying that, we have so many comics in this country that are so fucking unique that it's rad. Like,
send me a riff.
Yeah, send me a riff. So there's no. That's what seven. Are we on? We're on seven?
Seven.
Fuck, can't wait till this is done. Maybe we should shout all three out. Let's spread it out.
It's like love. You've got
so many unique. So many unique. You're saying unique. Unique people.
Unique. Yes. New York. Which is ironic, because nothing in New York is unique. So there is a lot of assimilation of international styles, which to a degree needs to happen, because I think a lot of South African audiences are now exposed to international comedy through Netflix, etc. So and will only continue to get exposed to more stand-up comedy, which might mean for the next generations of comics, they'll become more Americanized, more, you know what I mean, more Britishized. But at the same time, it's one planet, you know what I mean? So that's okay, as long as you're funny.
Semi Arif just said, the industry is totally saturated. If you listen to episode 4 of Africa's 8th best podcast, listen on somebody's, you'll know.
Is that the episode with Loiso Madinga?
I think so. Yeah. It's the one with, I think it's the one with Mo Magic.
Oh, okay.
You know what?
Not
Mo Magic. That's it, Simi. That's it. That's your 10. You just plugged your podcast. That was worth 2.
Yep.
Yeah. Let's just say the name. Yep. So it's called Lesson on Somebody's. You can find it on iTunes.
Yes.
And on SoundCloud.
Does he push our podcast that much?
Simi, if you're listening, you better be
pushing, man.
Shit, the next one, he said he wants to have us on.
Well, he said us. He didn't say Eric.
Yeah.
Can you periscope your belt, please, Eric? Eric's dressed age appropriate, but he's dressed
swagged out like his maroon
cap.
He's
dressing like he is his age. But then he's got he's wearing like a 40-year-old's belt. The belt comes with insurance and a Honda Ballard. 1996. There it is. Look at that. Do a twirl for me. You can
for
check
the
it out of Periscope.
Consider yourself lucky that you don't have to actually see this right now.
But at the same time, you should be watching
Bunch
Periscope.
Bunch of assholes.
Duncan.
And it's cool, because then I get the Honda Ballard.
Okay, so then
he gets into a Honda Ballard.
Okay, so let's carry on. So we've spoken Cape Town, Durban, Joburg. Right. Then there's the other, because there's the whole Vanak comedy scene, which is also phenomenal.
Yes. Mashabela.
Kiribone, Summary, Tumi Stop Nonsense.
Skumba,
wow.
Massive. J Boogie.
Yeah.
These cats do like almost, I feel like it's Def Jam. I don't, yeah.
No, sorry,
it's very Def Jam.
Yeah.
And I was going to say that I don't understand it half the time because
it's fun.
But I am learning Zulu. So are you.
I yes, I am.
So, but like it's super Def Jam. It's super aggressive.
So for those that don't know what Def Jam is, let us explain. So it's very visceral, very in your face, very loud.
Breaking the fourth wall. You know what I mean? It's not just someone standing up there talking material at you. It's like coming at you, you know, and
you
involving you.
The butt of the joke.
Yeah. Def Jam hard. Bro, we are going to go to a break. It is something about promo for this podcast, I suppose, is it?
And then are we
going to
play a song?
And we play a song. We will come back.
Oh, we'll come back and then
we'll come back into a song.
Because we started choosing our own music.
Yeah, who's it going to be?
Richard Cheese.
Okay, go.
Cliffcentral.com.
One night of insomnia. Plus, multiplied by. Plus, multiplied by. Plus,
wrong number.
Plus, plus, multiplied by, divided by, plus,
Janet,
to the power of your name is actually Alice, equals the irritation of just one single mosquito buzzing around your head. Fortunately, you plus peaceful sleep room spray equals death to that irritation.
Unreal. Uncensored.
You're trying to get
crazy
Unradio.
With that,
eh?
Cliffcentral.com.
Insane in the brain.
Yeah. Thank you, Farhan. That was beautiful. Who was that?
That was Richard Cheese, his cover of Cypress Hills Insane in the Membrane from
Richard Cheese.
2002 album called Toxicity.
Damn, that, nice. That's back in the day, though.
Yeah.
That was beautiful. Okay, let's go into our next segment. This is The Industrious Bastards. This is about the industry of comedy, and we have a biggie. We have a hugie. We have a
chubby.
Napple. Oh. We have a napple-sized bit of information. Thank you, Simi, for live tweeting our podcast.
That was a bonus.
That wasn't a,
that was a bonus.
Yeah, that
tweet.
Wasn't. That
you
was a
owe
bonus.
Us three now.
That wasn't. Yeah, that, but that wasn't what we, what the Industrious Bastards was about today. Huge, huge, huge. We have a new comedy club. We have a brand new.
Duncan,
we have a brand
slaking,
new, brand
slaking,
new comedy club in Joburg and in South Africa that is opening on Friday.
Yep.
29th
of so today's Friday, so we're talking about next week Friday.
April, next week Friday, excuse me. Yeah. But unless you I don't know when you'll be listening
when,
to this.
Yeah,
29th of April. Melrose Arch next to the venue. It is called. What are you saying?
I'm doing like a, okay, carry on. I was doing the Goliath Experience thing in the background.
Okay, go.
On.
I want to hear it. Do it now.
No, no, we're waiting.
Do it now.
Fuck it.
You're going to do it.
No, what? From the 29th of April, you can go through and see the Goliath Comedy Experience at the Goliath Comedy Club on the High Street in Melrose Arch.
Shit.
That's what I was
he
doing.
He sounds a little bit like Jason Goliath.
Ah,
do you know
yes.
what? That's what that's macro experience,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's Mac. That's
shit,
working at macro,
I haven't worked
baby.
In a while, actually.
Hey, ask him. Eric, sorry, please. We're going to have to ask you to leave.
You don't sound
hey
like
where
anything.
Hey where's the Ross
aisle 19
so let's plug this properly. So the Goliath Comedy Club is opening at Melrose Arch.
Yes.
It's on the High Street next
yes.
to the venue.
Yes.
And in the front they have in the front it's Roast Cafe.
Yes.
And in the Comedy Club the Goliath Comedy Club
in the back where comedy
should be.
And
I believe like I spoke to Jason and Simi actually met them at Neighbor Goods a couple of weeks back and they were saying how amazing it's looking.
There has been some dry runs
yeah.
at the club
yeah.
With stand-up comedy and I've heard from some of the comedy comedians, I believe they're known as, and they're freaking out. They're freaking out how cool it is and how great the club is, etc., etc. So it is a huge thing. I am working at another comedy club, Parker's, on Friday, but I will be coming straight afterwards to the after opening party, yeah. the after party of the opening.
The I'm launch.
Be there. I'll be there on the Saturday. I'm doing. I'm
you
there.
Are performing.
Yeah, they're 20 and 5, so they have the one night. They have starts at 11 o'clock.
There.
Yeah,
me
I'm
too.
In
so that shows at 11 o'clock on Saturday. 20 yeah. comedians, 5 minutes each. No host, no MC, no breaks. Just like
straight up,
yeah, just straight
comedy.
Up. Pa, 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 pa.
And that is the new fresh venue. You in Joburg/South Africa,
it's gonna be
man.
so
that
exciting.
Is exciting.
Oh, yes,
they must be excited. The Goliath crew who put this together, man, and they haven't been on the scene for long. And what they've done to it It's absolutely incredible. And that, and
they even adopted someone.
Yeah, they've got an Eric Jansen.
Yeah, God, when are you changing your surname?
I haven't decided yet. Soon, though. Soon.
Dude, what is the procedure to change to a Goliath?
Soon. I don't know. Just go to Home Affairs and be like, yo, papers. And
bullshit. Then, I know that Jason's got some weird
Jason
shit
to sign it off.
It's some cult. You gotta rub oil on his belly.
Sacrifice my blood on like the form.
I think losing your virginity is probably like one step.
Is your Eric, is your blood white?
Yes.
It's milk.
You bleed Tippex.
Right,
yeah, that's open 29th, and then it'll be open forever from that point on. Forever we hope. Forever we pray.
Forever we
give you blessings. No. And it starts 29th, Friday 29th, and then what is the run? The run is from Wednesdays. What is the run?
Yeah, it'll be from Wednesday through Saturdays, and then Sundays they'll just have like a musical show.
Okay, so Wednesdays through Saturdays is stand-up comedy every night.
Yeah. Actually, I think it'll run like Parker's does, because Parker's is Wednesday through Saturday.
Wednesday through Sunday.
They're going to do a Thursday through Saturday, and then I think they're moving a Wednesday there as well, because remember our Wednesday stopped. So our Wednesday will be at the club now as well.
But our Wednesday was a monthly gig.
Yes, monthly.
And the Fire and Ice gig?
Fire and Ice.
I think
that's the only gig that's moving to the Goliath Comedy Club. The only other Fire and Ice gig is going to be Mainland,
and that's obviously not moving.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
Mainland. It'll be weird if they have Mainland comedy in Melbourne.
I was also privy to some information, and I think if there's any new up and coming comedians, this is quite useful.
Yes.
Contact Nicholas and Kate. Try and get on an open spot at the Box.
Sorry, what are their surnames?
Goliath.
Okay.
Seriously. Okay. But they're going to be using the Box as a feeder. So if you go and do an open spot at the Box and you do really well, you might find yourself getting a spot.
There's a requirement. You have to at least come to the Box twice. So come and watch two shows, and then you can be like,
all right, so here's the process. So you go twice to the Box, speak to someone, try and get a spot.
Shay, Nick,
oh, Eric.
Whoever.
Yeah. Oh, Eric.
No, really. I'm assisting.
Yeah, but
I'm
you better assisting. Change your surname before I show you any respect.
Okay.
I have the shirt.
So if you do come to the Box and then you don't know what Eric looks like, just look for the brightest guy in the room.
Yeah.
Look for the glowing guy.
The albino that sounds like a gullet.
But listen to me, that is very cool. Yeah. And if you're sitting out there as a comic going, oh, why do I have to go to the club first? And I'm funny. You're not. Right? What you need to do is you need to show respect to the industry, go there, be a part of it, let people see you kind of thing, talk, learn, and then get up on stage, do something funny, and then you can get some pay work, man. You can become a comedian. Who doesn't want to become a comedian? Our politicians are trying, huh? Who doesn't want to become a comedian? So again, Friday 29th, it opens. It's no doubt, there's a couple shows that already sold out on that first weekend, right?
Well, it is only that weekend. So
it's called the Goliath
Comedy Experience.
Yes. And there is a couple shows that are happening the entire weekend through.
Four different venues.
You can go to at Goliath
Comedy Club.
Comedy Club.
Yes.
On Twitter.
Yes.
At Goliath Comedy Club on Twitter to find out any information about the club. Yes. And you can, of course, check on www.gascomedy.co.za.
We're doing the thing too.
We will have a special page there, and then you can see all the events. You can go up on Monday.
You can get your tickets on TicketPro.
I mean, it does sound a bit misleading, like the experience, but it is basically a mini comedy festival.
It's backed by Comedy Central.
Yep.
By Melrose Arch itself,
BET,
like entertainment television.
Oh, my favorite kind of entertainment. Trigger.
Shout out to you, Porn.
Ebony category.
There we go.
Well,
Ebony and Ivory. That should be a category.
You just showed how white you are.
You exposed.
But that's sung by. Isn't that sung by?
Are we clipping?
Probably.
Right. The audience doesn't know what clipping is. What clipping means is we got a bunch of paper here and we put paper clips in there.
Yeah, so we're
Are we clipping too much? Right. So that is happening. The Goliath Comedy Club in Melrose Arch is opening this
Friday.
Exciting. So that means we have a grand total of two comedy clubs in Johannesburg, which is so flippin' cool. Here's a question. Do you think it's going to start a trend? Do you think there's going to be more comedy clubs? Do you think there's one going to be in Pretoria, one in Centurion, one in the South, the West Rand,
one in Bloom.
None in the East Rand. Not a single one. I won't go to it. I'm training.
I'm from there.
Yeah, that's why I'm not going.
That's why
you're
not.
It could very well be. I know in the UK they also have like franchises of comedy clubs. So it could be the start of something big. And I know the Goliaths are very good and from a business perspective. So it could start.
Because I think that like the one thing that Durban needs as a comedy place is one comedy club. Just one comedy club, and then people all go to that comedy club.
But do you think people would go?
Yes.
Yeah?
If there was one. The biggest issue that's always been in Durban for me is that when someone asks, where do you do comedy? You're like, oh, for this week, it's at this venue, right, but right. That's probably going to die. Then for a month, it's been at this one. Da, da, da. But if you have one thing, I mean, Jim Atkins and Jess Knauf at On Fire are doing wonderful things down there, but I really do think that.
So are Aaron Wolfson and Sean O3 Entertainment.
What's Sean's surname?
Yo.
Are they married
no,
yet?
No, it's Dylan Sean.
Dylan Sean. Yeah, Sean's a surname.
No, they're fornicating out of wedlock.
Oh, those dirty little jealous. I just saw jealousy written all over your face.
Yeah,
right?
you were jealous.
No, not jealous, about the relationship. I'm
judgmental.
There's a difference.
It's the same.
He was jealous.
We are going to go now through to our surprise comedian phone call, and we are phoning the wonderful Prince. Prince, are you
Uh-oh.
There? Hello.
I'm here.
Hello, hey. Prince.
Hey,
how
Prince.
Are you? Condolences.
I'm good, man.
Condolences.
For passing away and coming back.
Yes, for passing away.
Wait, have people been like mistreating you by mistake? So sorry.
No. Yes. I just saw that your Twitter handle was trending.
You should change the name of your one man to R.I.P. Prince.
You're like the Jesus of comedy now.
Wow, you came back.
I'm joking. That's Trevor.
I'm the wrong because. That Prince is Prince with a T-E. I'm Prince with a S. So people are like, who's this Jan van Riebeck Prince? It's not the right one.
That's beautiful. I hope it's not an omen, because Prince just died and you're about to do
one man. Don't die.
Yo, that's the wrong kind of guest to have at a one man show.
So are you excited? When is it? It's now.
26th.
It's on Tuesday, the 26th, at the Guild Theatre in East London, actually. So it's not even in Gauteng. This was all the way in my hometown, East London.
I think that's epic. You're going back to your hometown, right, to do your debut.
My first one.
That's very cool, bro. And I mean, you don't need hometowns. You've been to Sweden and shit, or Switzerland, or one of those.
Montreux.
Is it Switzerland?
Montreux.
Yeah, I don't know. The Montreux Comedy Festival.
Montreux. I don't know. White people all look the same to me.
You can't pronounce it. Oh, come on. Jesus Christ.
What is it? Montreux.
Montreux.
What is with French people, bro? They like, they have words, but just before the end of it, they like get sick.
But
they get back in their mouth. Yeah. Stop it.
And they're making it so hard for all of us. They know I don't know how to say Montreux. Like, they know this.
Yeah, and you got to say that every night when you were there. Hey, welcome to the Montreux Festival.
Okay, exactly. With my colored accent. Now imagine.
Don't blame the colored accent.
You're not colored.
I've
got
a colored accent. You're not colored. Then I can
say you're not colored, Eric. You're albino.
Okay, never mind.
Yes. So tell us, what's the name of your one-man show, and tell us a bit about it.
The one-man show is called Unnecessary, which is just basically a take on all the unnecessary in life. So it's basically my own story, but also obviously also some social observations.
How poignant.
Like, it's called Unnecessary, and it's a theme of the show, and it's actually quite a nice thread throughout the show. Well, we keep bringing it back to the theme Unnecessary.
That's beautiful. Are you doing well in tickets-wise?
Ticket-wise, look, I think I'm still a little bit under the required run rate.
Yeah.
But apparently it will pick up in the last power play.
But
over
you know.
I like this cricket reference, man. I love this thing.
You're giving Eric a hard on.
Yeah.
Is that Eric Janssen?
It is. It's Eric Janssen.
Of course it's me, my man. Of course it's
me.
What's happening, the prince?
Yo, so
I call Eric Uncle.
Well,
see, there's another. He's the oldest young guy I've ever met. You should see the belt he's wearing today.
This is why.
What?
It's an old leather belt. I think it's made from people who didn't make it through apartheid. Right. Tell me. I had a cool question. We will punt at you as much as possible here on the Gas Comedy podcast.
Yeah, we're going to put it up on the website.
We're going to put it up on the website on Gas Comedy, and we'll push it as much as possible, because it's so cool to see someone as young as you doing as much as you are. It's good. You're ready.
Thank you.
You are definitely a comedic industrious bastard. That's what you are.
Oh, snap. Those are big words.
Those are big words. I'll WhatsApp you some definitions.
I like that. Someone described me the other day. They said I'm a salt of the earth character. I was like, wow.
Yeah, that means you go.
That means you go
good with fish.
Okay. Well, I don't know, because Sodom and sounds like a bit of a Sodom and Gomorrah reference to
it. You see what I'm saying?
You just got biblical, bro. People have often said that I'm the Tabasco sauce of the earth. Yes. Some people have often said, I'm the saffron of the...
Oh, wow.
That's a good one.
That's very nice.
Rare and a little bit burny in the morning.
a little bit rapey.
A little bit rapey in the morning.
The Prince, sugar of the tea.
Prince, we wish you all the luck in the world, bro, but you don't need it. You're funny. Wait, Farhan, just... He's
excited.
He's mid-sentence.
His pants are off. Yeah. Why, Farhan?
What are you going to say, Farhan? Go.
I want Prince to tell us where people can go and get tickets and
That's
what are the prices.
Thank you.
By all means. So tickets, as usual, at CompuTicket. Or if you're in London, you can get it directly from the Guild Theatre. So go to the Guild Theatre, get your tickets, or CompuTicket, get your tickets there and come through.
Prices?
Price will be 80 Rand.
Oh, my goodness. That's nothing.
80 Rand or?
Yeah. Oh, 100 at the door. But remember, this is the Eastern Cape, you know, so people are quite price sensitive down here.
Oh, my goodness.
So you have to keep it.
That's like one
nice
avocado at Woolworths.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
You just have to just not eat an avocado this week and you can go watch Prince.
Okay, and then last question from me is, any plans beyond East London? Are you going to be bringing the show up to Johannesburg, taking it to Grahamstown Festival?
You better, you selfish bastard.
Definitely. Look, I have to mature the show, so I'm starting it off here. Hopefully it starts off with a bang, and then we can take it to a couple of more smaller spots, maybe like Grahamstown, maybe like the Cape Town Fringe. But when I come to Johannesburg, I want it to be fully matured and ready for the big stage.
Jeez.
You know? So George has to wait for a little while longer.
Yeah. Are you doing a comedy show or cheese?
Yeah. Am I doing a comedy show
or a block of cheese? Oh, I need to mature this.
It is semen.
Exactly.
It's a fine wine. It's fine wine comedy, guys. This is some mature. It's a Merlot of
sorts. Okay, so we have a lot of food references for your comedy, bro.
Okay, so I lied. I have one last question. If people want to follow you, how do they get in touch?
Twitter. It's quite easy. On Twitter, Prince, P-R-I-N-S. As I said, it's that Jan van Riebeck Prince. And then underscore V-R.
So that's at Prince, P-R-I-N-S, underscore V-R. What is the V-R for?
That's the one.
Virgil VR and the
is,
other thing.
Let me tell you. So my surname is Prince. It happens to be my stage name. My surname is Prince. My initial is Virgil Rian.
Wow. Virgil Rian. That's beautiful.
The colored superhero name. Virgil Rian. To the rest. I'm kidding.
Prince, go have a beautiful day. Good luck with it all. I hope you smash it, but you probably will. You're fucking funny. We love you.
Be
have
blessed,
a great
man.
Day.
Lots of love, dude. All the best.
Thank you.
Bye. Right. We are going to go straight into some comedy.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to go straight into a comedy clip and... Duncan's
ready.
Turning some nipples.
And if I have to die, which I imagine I will, I don't imagine it, I just know I'm gonna have to. I wanna die like my father. My father died fucking. He did, man. He was 57, woman was 18. He came and went at the same time. Did nobody cry at his funeral? Everybody said, lucky motherfucker. And nobody else would fuck the woman for 2 years either. Said, no, I don't want none of that pussy. Thank you. No. No. And you know, I noticed that there's a difference in funerals. Like, white people have funerals. They love their dearly departed, but their funerals be different. They don't give it up easy. You know, they hold their shit in until they get home. Maybe they go, they faint. They get at a funeral. Black people let it hang out right off. Wow! And then they fall on your ass. They don't never faint, they just lean on your ass. You got to carry them to the car and just say, bitch, get up. Damn. You got to kill me because that motherfucker dead? My grandmother could yell like that, scare the shit out of you at a funeral, right? My father, she said, wow, chicken, help me. I said, shit, what's the matter, mama? I thought maybe he raised up or something, you know? She did that voice, made me stop snorting cocaine, too. She pulled that shit on me. She said, what's that you doing, boy? I said, cocaine, mama. She said, whoa, Jesus, help me, go kill my God, go kill me, go kill my God, go kill me. I said, mama, don't do that shit. Look, I'm slowing it up. Look, mama, I'm putting it down the toilet.
$1,600 worth of shit. She found out how much it cost, she got mad. You dumb motherfucker! You could have sold some of that shit back to the man you got it from! Told you that shit make you ignorant!
You go. Richard Pryor, the man, god the Pryor. Of stand-up comedy. Yeah. Thank you very much for that, Farhan. What was that show?
That was called Black Funerals, taken from his 1978 special called Wanted, live in concert.
Oh, beautiful. Just, you know what? There's nothing like Pryor. Oh, it's lovely to
Pryor's
hear.
Pryor's a champion.
Right, we're going to go straight into Amuse News right now. We're almost finished the show. Amuse News, what do you got for us, Eric?
Kenyan woman photoshops herself into China. You guys may have seen Sevlin Gap. Yeah, she like posted a picture taking Kenyan Airways all the way through to China, and then she put a picture of herself on the Great Wall of China, like so. And then people came across this, and then they just started photoshopping her into weirdest.
Oh, they cut her out, and then
They cut her out, and then they made a skydive.
You know, can we put some of those people, on Gas Comedy?
I'll download them. I'll put them up for you. Yeah, and then he posted it herself.
That's funny.
Yeah. And then the one was with the Obama family. This is like the thing.
That's hilarious, man. And that just proves
it just became a thing.
It can go.
Don't fuck up. Trolls are everywhere.
But I think it's because her photoshopping skills are so shocking. Yeah. Like, you can see that.
I went to school with a guy that photoshopped like this. He photoshopped himself into some of our matric dance pictures. If he's listening, my man, you know who you are.
Wasn't he at the matric dance?
He was, but he took pictures and then he photoshopped himself in. I'll show you.
That's hilarious.
That's quite interesting.
But listen, that is a lot. That's happened a lot. People like doing weird. There was Keanu Reeves on the bench.
Wait a minute. Are you Anon Ro? We were talking about it last week. I thought about it. It's you.
Yeah,
isn't
it's
it?
You.
Don't fuck around, Dusty. It's you.
I think that would be
no,
right?
Dusty. Don't deflect. It's you.
Be honest. Be honest.
Dusty, exposing
you've got two. Was
it's
you.
So dumb for that to be me. It's not me. Honestly, it's not
really
me.
Dusty?
I can see where you're coming from, but it's not me.
Sorry, Keanu Reeves. Yes,
Keanu Reeves was on the bench. Then Leonardo DiCaprio doing the walk.
Doing the walk.
So it's not a new thing.
Robert Mugabe falling.
Hey, no, but hey, blasphemy.
Sorry about
for
that.
For you,
Farhan.
Yeah. Anyway,
you want to speak about your president?
Yeah, sorry.
Right. Yeah, man, so, like, and then you, Farhan, you said there's an update on that story about that Turkish comedian.
So I think it was 2 weeks ago we spoke about Jan Boheman, who got in trouble for making fun of the Turkish president.
Yeah.
Turns out the Turkish president actually has contacted Angela Merkel to say that he wants that guy to be prosecuted.
And Merkel, if you don't know this because you don't read newspapers, is the German chancellor.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting. We'll keep you updated and let you know what happens.
It's world affairs now.
Yeah, it is. It's getting real out there.
I'm a little jealous, I'll be honest with you. I mean, imagine the exposure. Holy shit.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing. Unless you go to prison.
Or in Africa if you just disappear.
If you go to comedy prison. You go to comedy prison and they just... You go there and they're just playing like...
That's like when you're dying on stage. You just have to do your time.
Do your time and leave. Just speak faster. Right, this has been the Gas Comedy Podcast. Remember, you can go and listen to us. Not live anymore because we're done. Missed your opportunity. You're fucked.
Howdy, boys. Howdy.
That was the last time.
Last time you were six.
Right, you can go and you can download this podcast from www.cliffcentral.com, and you can also you'll probably get the link at cliffcentral.com on Twitter.
Check our website, gascomedy.co.za. Every Monday we put up all the listings for the week throughout the country. You can also check us on Twitter at gascomedy.
Email us at info@gascomedy.co.za and check us on Facebook, facebook.com/gascomedy.
You have been a fantastic audience. Farhan, would you like to have any last words?
Just saying, keep it safe out there. Keep it tidy.
And Eric?
Just the elements I say away as always.
And from me, as usual, go fuck yourself.
This is CliffCentral.com.